2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
This is the 5 o'clock report. 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial free. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story. The mask mandate in Salt Lake and Summit counties is no more. It was overturned by state lawmakers today. Team coverage, the COVID surge. We have three reporters working the story this afternoon. First, KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz.
House Speaker Brad Wilson told me before the vote, House Republican leadership had been working with Salt Lake County Council members, hoping they would overturn it.
They're good people. They're just having a hard time getting all on the same page. So we'll be hearing this.
During the debate, Republicans argued masks should be an individual choice.
Nothing in this bill removes the ability of an individual to wear a mask or a business to require individuals that interact with that business to wear a mask.
Democrats pleaded, even trying to cite some House rules to delay the vote. In the end, it passed the House 45-29. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Utah House Democrats say the resolution is a slap in the face to health care workers. The COVID surge team coverage continues with KSL News Radio's Jessica Lowell.
The House Democrats refer to information from the CDC saying high-quality masks are an effective tool against spreading the virus. They say there should be more leadership and unity while cases surge in the state instead of divisive fights that target local efforts to protect the community.
Salt Lake County Mayor Jenny Wilson and the County Health Department Director Dr. Angela Dunn are responding to the House approving the resolution. The two are asking people to still mask up despite the vote, saying COVID cases are still high. And masks will protect the most vulnerable members of the community and help keep businesses open. Even with the mask mandate rescinded in Salt Lake and Summit, businesses are still allowed to require masks. But if you're going to a jazz game, you don't have to mask up anymore. Vivint will no longer require them. However, if you're sitting courtside, you still have to follow NBA health and safety protocols. Courtside, you do have to mask up. Today, the Utah Department of Health changed who gets to be the first in line for treatment of COVID symptoms, the risk assessment score. Remember this? We have more on the COVID surge. Team coverage continues. Here's KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Under the previous model, race and gender were considered as doctors prioritized who would get treatment first. For instance, people of color would get treatment before white people because there are still huge gaps in medical coverage for minority communities. However, Department of Health officials say there were legal risks with that model, and now they plan to bring more medications to the communities who need them.
But health officials say they still need to prioritize unvaccinated people over the age of 75. Utah is reporting its highest number of COVID hospitalizations ever. 765 people are in the hospital with COVID right now. But on KSL's Let Me Speak to the Governor this afternoon, Governor Cox said Utah's hospitalizations are low compared to other states.
What I would ask is, I would ask everyone to go look at the numbers in every other state, including those states that have mask mandates. And what you will see is that it is the same in every other state. You mentioned the hospitalization rates, and I would encourage you to look at the hospitalization rates in every other state. And what you will find is that Utah is one of the best in the country. We actually have some of the lowest hospitalization rates in the country. Our hospitalization rates are less than half the national average. Could you imagine if our hospitalization rates were like all the other states, even the national average, double what they were right now?
That's Governor Cox here on KSL this afternoon. Utah has a younger population with fewer residents in the high-risk age groups. A judge has struck down President Biden's vaccination mandate for federal workers. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, a Texas federal judge writing that he doubts the Constitution would let a president force millions of federal employees to undergo a medical procedure in order to keep their jobs. With that, the judge freezing the president's efforts to mandate federal workers to get a COVID vaccine. The nation's leading coronavirus expert says it's unclear how the Omicron variant will impact someone's protection against other COVID variants.
We hope for the best and prepare for the worst.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says we could be surprised by new variants that fail to provide immune protection. Meantime, President Biden is touting his infrastructure legislation at the U.S. Conference of Mayors.
It's a perfect example of what we can achieve when we tackle problems the way mayors do. Everybody in America knows we've fallen behind in infrastructure. So we came together, Democrats and Republicans, and did something about it.
The president promising no community will be left behind as thousands of bridges and roads get an upgrade. The Biden administration says the current backlog at the IRS isn't just the result of the pandemic. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says it's also about underfunding.
The president has prioritized ensuring the IRS gets $80 billion of stable, multi-year funding.
She says the agency needs the money to better serve the needs of the American people. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL. KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 5:05. There we go. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. Listen to Ricky Meese.
Our second crash of the day in Summit County. It's on SR-224 at Park City Mines Company. And that's in addition to the one that we've had on SR-224 Park Avenue at Holiday Ranch Loop Road. But that one is in the final clearing stages. We still have the clearing of the crash. Tow trucks on the scene, but leftover this crash is going to be southbound I-15 approaching 6 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Ricky. KSL News Time 5:06. The 5 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com. The FBI is done investigating the disappearance and death of Gabby Petito and the suicide of her fiancé, Brian Laundrie. ABC's Alex Stone reports.
As the FBI closes out its investigation into Gabby Petito's disappearance and murder, the agency now releasing details that in a notebook found near his remains in a Florida park, that Brian Laundrie wrote he was responsible for Petito's death. He was determined Laundrie shot himself. The FBI also says agents determined Laundrie sent text messages between his phone and Petito's after her disappearance to make it appear she was alive. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Meantime, Grand County's sheriff is trying to end speculation the last summer's double homicide of a newlywed couple, Kylan Schulte and Crystal Turner, had any connection to Gabby Petito and Brian Laundrie. Schulte's father, Sean Paul, says he's seen a lot of theories being posted on Facebook.
They've told us that Brian and Gabby are not involved in our case. We have no reason to dispute that other than the fact that I see a picture of him still in the area.
Schulte agrees with investigators, saying that too much speculation spread online is hurting their investigation. KSL News Time 5:07, Meals on Wheels programs are struggling statewide. They don't have enough staff nor volunteers who are getting sick. KSL News Radio's Martha Harris reports.
Stephanie Benson, a spokesperson for the Meals on Wheels program in Utah, Summit, and Wasatch counties, says the last 2 years have been a struggle. Demand has been increasing, and they're serving a population that has a high risk of getting really sick from COVID. But she says now is the worst it's ever been. They have 50 seniors on a wait list for meals to be delivered. They don't have enough staff or volunteers to cover the demand. She says they haven't had a wait list since 2008.
And says they're looking for part-time drivers and volunteers who can give 1 hour a week. KSL News Time, 5:08. This is My Minute of News, brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com. So we ordered Chinese food the other night. It was good. So time for the fortune cookie, and you expect to read something benign like, you will find prosperity, or friendliness is the key to happiness. Well, I crack the cookie, slide out the slip of paper, and it reads, truth here, it reads, start a revolution. Start a revolution? What? I'm wondering if they're expecting me to join the Soviet Red Army or firebomb a building or form a hit squad. Start a revolution? Who wrote this fortune? Well, the answer might be this guy.
There is a risk with anything that we write, but we still need to keep a positive attitude about it.
Turns out there are very few fortune cookie writers out there. The biggest might be James Wong from Wonton Foods. He's their IT director, and he moonlights writing fortunes. And he writes them very carefully. Even the most simple of fortunes can cause trouble. Here. Couple's at a restaurant. The husband's been fooling around. Here comes the fortune cookie.
The message read, romance is in the air in your next trip. The wife got very upset and decided that it's our fault.
That the husband was fooling around. James Wong constantly worries about getting sued. So I don't think he wrote my Bernie Sanders fortune. Start a revolution. No. I'm trying to figure out why somebody would write this, and I realized. Labor shortage. Some fortune cookie company scrambles to hire a writer. They grab the first applicant. Nobody checked if the guy was Antifa. I don't know if he lost his job, but if he does, that's the way the cookie crumbles.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together on KSL News Radio. We still have the crash being cleared, southbound I-15 approaching 6 South, but it's completely out of traffic. It's not going to be in your way. In fact, you have a delay-free drive on I-15 both directions between North Temple and Bluffdale. Now, we do have some heavy and slow traffic both directions of State Street approaching and passing 5300 South. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways are clear. Michelle?
Well, we do have a closure or clearance now. This is Highway 224 southbound, that crash that was at Holiday Ranch Loop Road. That is now cleared. You're still seeing some northbound delays, though. This is stretching between the Canyons Resort and Kimball Junction. And for drivers in Utah County, we're seeing a little bit of delay if you're on University Parkway in Orem. Steve?
Well, no crashes or slowdowns right now if you're traveling either direction of I-15 between South Salt Lake and South Willard and beyond. Got a good drive on the West Belt, and for those on southbound Foothill Drive, no problems between Sunnyside and the I-80 ramps. Right now, save up to $166 on select Bridgestone tires at Burt Brothers Tire and Service. Complete auto care done better by your friends at Burt Brothers Tires and Service. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Kristen Van Dyke has the hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, an hour-by-hour description as we head towards Saturday.
Thanks, Jeff. 5 p.m., 37 degrees, partly cloudy. 7 p.m., 32 degrees under partly cloudy skies. At 9 p.m., 30 degrees, partly cloudy, and we'll see passing clouds overnight with a low of 22. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Well, this sunset is showing some possibility. It actually happens at 5:31. We have 39 degrees in Salt Lake City, KSL News Time 512, and we go in-depth now with Maria Chaleos.
Jeff, a marine mammal rescue team is looking for an adult humpback whale entangled in debris off the coast of Hawaii. Kauai resident Graham Taliber spotted the whale while filming green sea turtles with a drone-mounted camera on Sunday. He says the massive bus-sized animal was right in front of him struggling for its life. First responders remove about 2,000 feet of heavy-gauge line from the animal. The Garden Island newspaper reported that authorities had detached most of the gear, but they weren't able to get all of it before the whale moved on. Now, officials plan to try and find the whale and clear off more line when conditions permit. Now, they're going to study the stuff that they've removed to determine what it is and where it came from. Now, large whales can become entangled in fishing gear or other ropes and lines in the ocean. Now, the drag from debris can cause them to use more energy to swim. It can also make it harder for them to feed and potentially lead to starvation. This entangled whale was emaciated and it was distressed. A satellite tracker is showing that the whale returned to Kauai waters on Wednesday, but the rescue team has not been able to spot it. Jeff?
Hope they do. KSL News Time 5:13. If you want to go to Zion National Park this spring, today is the last day to register for an Angel Landing hiking permit. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has more.
A new program designed to reduce overcrowding and congestion on the trails begins this spring. Effective April 1st, everyone who hikes Angel's Landing must have a permit to do so. But in order to get a permit for April and May, you need to enter a lottery for $6. The deadline is tonight at midnight, with another lottery in the spring for those planning to hike in June and July. Go to nps.gov/Zion for more information. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
M&M's are getting a makeover to promote diversity.
Candy maker Mars is embracing diversity by giving its six M&M characters a more modern appearance and more nuanced personalities. The characters, which come in six different colors, will also now come in different shapes and sizes. Two of the characters will look less stereotypically feminine. The green M&M ditching high-heeled boots in favor of sneakers, the brown candy replacing stilettos with lower heels. Mars will also put added emphasis on the ampersand in the M&M logo to illustrate how the brand aims to bring people together. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Trending on social media, TikTok model Dani Banks has gone viral, not because of the skimpy bikini pictures, no, but because she asked on the internet,
does anyone else put sugar on their pizza?
And there she is, sugar bombing a Hawaiian pizza, pouring sugar over the cheese and the bacon. As to her question, does anybody else do this? Judging from the reaction from thousands of horrified people, the answer is a resounding no. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the FBI says Brian Laundrie claimed responsibility for the murder of Gabby Petito in a notebook found with his remains. I'm KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce.
Second, people in Salt Lake and Summit counties won't be required to mask up anymore. The House approved a resolution to overturn the mask mandate in the two counties. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We are still watching the clearing of this accident. Southbound I-15 approaching 6 South. All the vehicles are out of traffic on the left shoulder, so no delay, but it's still taking them a while to get this completely cleared up. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Air quality has improved behind the front. Expect less haze for the weekend with more sunshine. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Freeze now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Touting what his bipartisan infrastructure law is going to do, President Biden at the U.S. Conference of Mayors in Washington.
We're going to upgrade thousands of bridges, creating good-paying jobs, cutting commute times, ensuring that as we build back, no community gets to be left behind.
This on a day where earlier the head of the computer chip maker Intel, amid a shortage of imported chips that lowers production of cars and other products, announcing Intel will build a plant in Ohio to employ thousands to make the chips here in the U.S. The Justice Department says it'll appeal a Texas federal judge's order stopping President Biden's COVID vaccine mandate for federal employees. The White House says 98% of federal workers already got their shots.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky announcing the findings of a study that underscores the effectiveness of COVID-19 vaccine boosters against the Omicron variant after the two initial shots.
The effectiveness of the booster dose is close to the level of protection that was experienced for those with boosters during the Delta wave.
Slashing the risk of visiting the ER or urgent care by 94% during Delta and 82% during the more recent Omicron wave. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Updating the investigation into last week's hostage crisis at a Colleyville, Texas synagogue by a British national, FBI agent Matthew DeSarno.
We believe that he committed an act of terror based on an anti-Semitic worldview in order to secure the release of a convicted terrorist. That's what we believe. That's what we believe was his motive.
No hostages were harmed, and police bullets killed the hostage taker, Malik Faisal Akram. The House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol has received hundreds of pages of Trump White House records that the former president unsuccessfully tried to withhold. Among them, a draft executive order to empower the defense secretary to seize voting machines and appoint a special counsel to investigate voter fraud. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Governor Cox defended the state's handling of the COVID surge today in his monthly KSL News Radio show, Let Me Speak to the Governor, this afternoon. A listener asked if Utah had given up on the pandemic. Here's the governor's response.
We've been very fortunate here in the state of Utah. Unfortunately, the coverage, and this is normal. I understand how this works. Fear drives more clicks than anything else. But for the people that are really studying this disease, there's a little bit of a, and this is tough for humans. We don't adapt well to change. And the virus itself is changing. The virus itself has changed significantly since the very beginning. The Omicron variant is so different from the original virus, from the Alpha virus, and from the Delta virus. It's so much more contagious, and I think that's hard for people to really grasp. Alpha was two times more contagious than the original variant. Delta was two times more contagious than Alpha. And Omicron is four times more contagious than Delta. So now we're getting in multiples. It's just so much more contagious. On the flip side, and that's why we're seeing these giant spikes, there seems to be also this lack of perspective as to what's happening everywhere around us. People, we're kind of in our bubbles, and especially the local media has only focused on the worst parts, and again, not given any perspective. And so this is a 21-day spike. It's a 21-day spike in every country. It's a 21-day spike in every state. And every state is seeing record numbers of COVID. And then after 21 days, those numbers drop quickly. So that's some positive news.
That's Governor Cox this afternoon on the KSL broadcast of Let Me Speak to the Governor. It's 519. It's time for Triple Team Traffic. Let's get you home. Here's Ricky Meese.
Southbound I-15, you're going to see the flashing lights of the tow truck and UHP as they're working to get these vehicles completely cleared from an earlier crash as you're approaching 6 South. But it's really a good drive from North Temple all the way to the point of the mountain. But northbound I-15, a little bit of busy traffic as you're approaching the 6 South exit. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways and main secondaries are clear. Michelle?
Some slowdowns up in Summit County. This is SR-224 Olympic Parkway approaching Kimball Junction. Also, Kearns Boulevard is a bit of a busy drive right now. If you're in Utah County, I-15 looking good. Seeing some slowdowns, though, University Parkway in Orem. Steve?
Still crash-free, delay-free right now, traveling I-15 both north and southbound between downtown Salt Lake City and Tremont. And also a good drive this afternoon on northbound 215 on the West Belt. Legacy's looking good as it lumbers along. And a good drive on Highway 89 between Farmington and Ogden. Ready for a kitchen update? Shop local at Durden's Appliance in Bountiful and pay the same or less than the national chains. Durden's, brands you know at prices you'll love. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Steve-O. Traffic and weather together on the nines. We have the 7-day forecast. And here's Kristen Van Dyke.
Thanks, Jeff. Mostly sunny skies tomorrow with a high of 38, then a low of 22. On Sunday, more sunshine, minimal haze with a high of 38 degrees and a low of 22. On Monday, partly sunny skies, and we'll start to see the haze increasing again with a high of 39. And then more dry weather Tuesday, Wednesday with partly cloudy skies and highs near 40. Overnight lows in the low to mid-20s. We'll keep it hazy and sunny through Friday with highs staying around 40 degrees. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
And right now in Salt Lake City, 39 degrees. We have breaking news at KSL News Radio. Utah State Senator Karen Main has been diagnosed with cancer. The Senate Minority Leader says she was in an accident, broke her shoulder, and during the medical analysis, it was discovered that she has cancer. She's going to undergo treatment. And the Democratic senator who represents Salt Lake County says she's hopeful she'll be back in the legislature, saying that she has unfinished work. We're following the story for you at KSL News Radio, and you've been listening to the 5 o'clock report. We're brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com, KSL News Time 522.
This is Derek Miller speaking on business. Utah's unprecedented growth brings with it the need for innovative architects who artfully blend owners' desires with the needs of the environment. Warren Lloyd is the founder of Lloyd Architects and discusses the unique approach they take to business.
Building from here is a guiding principle for every project we take on. Lloyd Architects is a community-oriented and environmentally responsive design firm that strives to practice quiet architecture. Work that seamlessly blends into its surroundings. A few years ago, we met Bryce Phillips, founder of Evo, a Seattle-based outdoor retailer looking to create a unique hub in Salt Lake. Their team's vision for a diverse community committed to the outdoors aligned with one of our passions, sustainable and adaptive reuse of existing and historic places. The resulting 100,000-plus square foot Granary Campus Salt Lake just opened this week in Salt Lake's Granary District with retail and hotel spaces. And in the coming months, a skate park, yoga, and bouldering gym. We're pleased to be part of building this kind of community. Whether you need a cabin or a cottage or a commercial building, Lloyd Architects can design it all.
Lloyd Architects began with Warren Lloyd and a pencil. Today, his architects include 5 women and 3 men, experts in preservation and adaptive reuse projects, as well as brand new design. If you have a project, call Lloyd Architects today. I'm Derek Miller with the Salt Lake Chamber, speaking on business.
Ready for a new Kia? Go to Doug Smith Kia. It's worth the short drive to American Fork to see why we've been named the best of Utah Valley for the 6th year in a row by the Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Our mission statement, treat our customers the way we would like to be treated. And that's made us Utah's choice for Kia. Doug Smith Kia, exit 278 in American Fork. Also, don't forget, we buy cars.
Hey, Doug.
Mr. Rogers said, look for the helpers. Can always find people who are helping. Thank you to all the first responders who put their lives in danger to help us when my brothers and sisters and mom and dad and grandpa and grandma need them.
Thank you, first responders.
This is what I signed up for as a first responder. I am constantly worried about being exposed to this virus and potentially bringing it back to my home and my family. I'm going to continue going to work day in and day out and providing help to those that need it.
We look out for the helpers because they look out for us.
Thank you, first responders.
Thank you, first responders.
Thank you, first responders.
Love you.
Be safe, look after yourself, and look after one another. Thanks.
Learn how you can help first responders in your community by texting BRAVE to 24365.
We're watching Utah's Money. A holiday baking treat sold only at Walmart is being recalled. Lily's Sweets is recalling its 7-ounce packages of peppermint flavor baking chips because they might contain an allergen. Some of the white candy pieces could contain soy lecithin, sugar, and some other things that aren't normally in baking chips. KSL Drives, it's about to be a lot easier to fix your own car if you drive a GM. General Motors is launching an online parts store so you can buy your parts direct, and that includes accessories and even upgrades. Tech stocks are off to a very rough start this year. The NASDAQ Composite Index is now down about 11% since the start of the year. If the trend continues, it had put the tech-heavy index on track for its worst start since 2008. And on Wall Street today, big drops across the board. The Dow lost 450 points and ends the week at 34,265. The S&P shed 84 points. The NASDAQ fell another 2.75%, losing 385 points today. KSL News Time 526. Lawyers for Kobe Bryant's wife say they have dozens of witnesses for the upcoming trial against Los Angeles County. She's suing over photos taken at the crash site where Kobe died. ABC's Alex Stone has details from L.A.
Originally, it was believed the trial could last a couple of days, but now with around 40 people on the witness list filed by Vanessa Bryant's attorneys, it's expected the trial, set to begin February 22nd, will last weeks. Bryant's attorneys filing court paperwork saying they will call Bryant herself to testify, L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva, the Lakers general manager, and others. Vanessa Bryant claims negligence and invasion of privacy over photos that were taken of human remains at the crash site and then shared between firefighters and sheriff's deputies. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.